With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show, a dedicated podcast to the Northern Premier League's Divisions 1 North and South. Coming up in this month's show, we'll be hearing from Andrew Simpson and the 26-0 team, reviewing the last 4 weeks of Division 1. We'll also be hearing from the managers at Ramsbottom United, Drolsden, Clitheroe, Leeds Town and Basford United. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. So, welcome everyone to this edition of the EvoStick Division 1 show for the month of January. Later on in the show, we're going to be pre-recorded live in the dark at Ramsbottom United for a bit of a Division 1 North review of the last 4 weeks or so. We've also got the managers at Basford United, Leek, Drolsden and Clitheroe coming on the show. But before all of that, we're going to look at Division 1 South, and joining me now with his magnifying glass looking at the nooks and crannies of Division 1 South, we're now joined from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian by the welcome return, it's Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello Andy, how's things?
I'm really well, thank you. You?
I'm all good, I'm happy with that introduction as well, that's good, we don't have to re-record that. Brilliant.
Good plan.
So, Division 1 South, as we said, we're going to be hearing from the managers at Basford and Leek Town in a second or two. Shaw Lane are out in front, 6 points clear at time of recording. They've played 3 games less than the team in second. Spalding United, they played 2 games less than the team in third. That's Newcastle Town, who are 12 points behind them. It's looking pretty ominous, but then you've got Witton Albion in your patch, who are in sixth, who've got loads of games in hand. Can they do it, Simo? Can they do it?
Of course they can do it. Shaw Lane won 12 of the past 13 games. They are well and truly on a roll, aren't they? I think every man and his dog was hoping that a couple of weeks ago Spalding might put one over on Shaw Lane and just kind of halt that momentum. And they gave it a good go, to be fair, before missing out 1-0. But obviously, that enabled Shaw Lane to kind of open the gap that they have done since. You would suspect they've got themselves in a position where it's theirs to lose. Although 23 games have only just gone over halfway. There is a long way still to go. Witton absolutely still believe that they are in this race. They've had a brilliant week as well, Witton. They beat Newcastle Town 3-0 last Saturday and then followed that up with an outstanding win at Lincoln on Tuesday. And I spoke to Carl McCauley this morning. They got home in the middle of the night from that one. So I think the fact they came back with 3 points makes that made that a little bit sweeter. So yeah, they still feel that they're still in the mix. I mean, I committed myself, didn't I, last month to say that it was a 3-horse race. I'm going to stick with that. But Rushden, they've had a little bit of a wobble, haven't they? They've gone on that huge unbeaten run of 19 games, and then like buses, they've now lost 2 of the past 3. Really bad home defeat against Kidsgrove, and then they followed that up with a defeat against Romulus. So a little bit of a test for them. I'm still sticking with them three. But you know, look at the table, and Rushden have now played more games to Shaw Lane. It's an almighty ask for them to get back into it, but I do think they're good enough to go on a run. But Shaw Lane out in front. If you finish above them, you're going to be champions. But I think that it's still not quite in the bag yet. Now, put it that way.
Now, Spalding, obviously with Spalding and Newcastle and Basford and Leek Town, they've not fallen into your title equation just because they've played more games than the three teams you mentioned. However, Spalding this week, sign of intent here, Liam Metten coming back.
And they've been on a good run as well. I just think that was a great opportunity for them in that game against Shaw Lane for confidence as much as anything else. They could have got one over on them. Like I say, they ran them close. It wasn't, and I still expect Spalding to be in the playoff mix. But like you say, those 3 extra games they've got on Shaw Lane, they're relying on other people to do them a favour. But I back them to finish in the top 5. Newcastle, I don't. I had a close look at them against Witton last week, and they were third in a 2-horse race. They were well beaten. I also think that Newcastle have lost 9 games already, which is more than everybody else who I would consider to be in the mix. And I just didn't see firsthand the quality to kind of sustain a top five finish. If Scott Dundas proves me wrong, then so be it. But their form is worrying as well. They've lost five of the past eight. They need to kind of dig themselves out of that slump so that they don't fall away. So I would be fearful for them. The other two you mentioned, Basford and Leek. Basford, they are absolutely flying.
They are.
Yeah, 1-6 of the past seven. And to steal your phrase, they are involved in a boom, banger, bang fixture this weekend when they take on Witten, which obviously surely they'll be licking the lips hoping that they take points off each other. Witten will go there, like I say, in great spirits after having a good week. But Basford, I mean, I would argue, I've not seen Shoreline yet, so I can't include them in this, but Basford are the best team I've seen play against Witten this season. I will say that. They were very unlucky to lose 2-1 at Winsham Park earlier this season, and only a good second half performance from Witten kind of got them over the line. And don't forget also, Basford have had a 3-point deduction, so they would actually be third in the table now if they had still had those points. So I expect them to last the distance as well. We'll see this weekend kind of a measure of their relative strength when they play Witten.
So a very big game this weekend, Basford United against Witten Albion. Simo's right, it is a boom, banger, bang fixture. It is a copyrighted phrase, but he's nabbed it. That's fine, We're all friends.
I did credit you.
You did, yeah. That's very nice, very very journalistic way of doing things. But anyway, Basford United are banging form. Earlier this week, I caught up with Martin Carruthers, manager at Basford United, about this big game. So joining me now to discuss just how well Basford United are doing at the moment, we're joined by the welcome return of the manager. It's Martin Carruthers. Hello, Martin. How's things?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah, looking forward to a good 2017.
Well, it's been a good end to 2016, that's for sure. I mean, Shoreline obviously takes all the exposure some of the time in Division 1 South, but when we're talking about form, Basford United are right up there. It's been a cracking run you've been on.
Yeah, predominantly since I took over as manager, you know, the months of November, December and January have always been very good for us. We had a wake-up call away at Gresley, I think in October, late October, early November, and that gave us a real reality check. So, you know, we decided we needed to dig in, a few choice words with the players. We brought in two or three new faces to freshen things up, and it's worked really well. So, you know, all the hard work is really starting to pay off now.
And when we talk about, obviously, Basford, you want to be in the division above. Promotion has always been the expectation since you come in, Martin. And
yeah.
The title race itself, Shoreline have opened up a bit of a gap. However, there is a cluster of teams waiting behind, and you're one of them, but it is awfully competitive at the moment at the top of Division 1 South.
Yeah, it's really tight. I mean, Shoreline have continued from last year. Witten Albion, I think, are realistically, with their games in hand, the only team that will challenge them for the title, but that's going to be a tall order because ultimately the number of games may catch up on them, but I still expect them to finish first and second. And then obviously you've got five or six teams who are going to be fighting it out for the remaining playoff spaces. So Newcastle Town, Spalding, Leek Town. Who else have we got in there?
Sheffield, Romulus. South,
Sheffield FC, Romulus, Chase Town, Rushden and Diamonds. So, yeah, I mean, we know how tough this league is. So, you know, even the teams that are fighting for their lives, you know you're going to get one out of a game. So, unless you're 100%... at every game, you know that you could slip up. So, you know, we had a really bad start to the season in terms of injuries to key players, suspensions, players getting sent off, referees' decisions. But as in life and football, decisions and things balance out. So, you know, we've got a really strong squad now. We've got players coming back from injuries and there's real competition for places. Hence that, you know, everybody's really playing 200% now, because if they don't play well, then they know they won't get in the side. So it's been a real positive for us.
Now, obviously, Basford United at the moment, it doesn't matter whether you're playing teams towards the top end or the bottom end, you seem to be winning. I mean, beating Leek Town 5-0 is sensational, really, and you've beaten the likes of Spalding as well in the past. This weekend, though, it's going to be a clear indication of where your side are. It's Witten Albion. It's a big game, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's another huge game for us. I mean, we knew the league game was a massive 6-pointer, and to produce a performance and score like that against a very good team was outstanding. Probably one of my best all round performances since I took over as manager. So the players have set the benchmark now. But again, you know, we had a really tough game against Matlock on Tuesday night. I know they played quite a number of kids, but you know, we still wanted to go there and win the game, and luckily we managed to get a draw and won it on penalties. So it's just that winning mentality at the minute, and momentum, and the desire to win games, and it's just becoming a habit at the minute. But we know a top side against Witten. We know that, like you just said there, if we can get a good result, then you know we know that we can compete with the top sides. But if we fail to get a result, then we know we've got plenty more work left to do.
Well, Marty Covers, thank you for coming on the show, taking the time out of your busy day to come on, a manager at Basford United. Certainly a cracking atmosphere around the club. I mean, the social media on Tuesday night for that dude's match, it was all over everyone's Twitter feed. It was cracking stuff, and a cracking match, and a cracking advert, really, for Basford United. So keep it up at the club, and I'm sure we'll have you on towards the end of the season when we're talking about who's challenging for what.
Brilliant. Cheers, pal.
So a big thank you there to the Basford United manager, Martin Carruthers, for coming on this week's show. Big fixture this weekend. Leeke Town are in fifth position at the moment. They've got to travel to Bedworth United. And it's something we picked up upon in that interview there. Teams like Bedworth United, Stocksbridge Parksteels, Belper, Kidsgrove, Chasetown, Stamford, oh, I've started a list now, all in mid-table, but very, very capable sides, and you wouldn't be surprised if one of those sides, maybe even two of them, put a late run on. So going to Bedworth, isn't it going to be easy for Leeke this weekend?
No, and obviously they go there massively wounded because, they got absolutely mullered by Basford last weekend, which came a little bit out of nowhere because Leeke had been on a really good run, won five of the previous six to get themselves in the top five, a side that I think I said last time that everybody expected to be up there, but they took a long old while to make it into the mix in the top five. So they're bruised badly by that defeat, which might be bad news for Bedworth because if Leeke go there, desperate to kind of bounce back, if you like, then poor Bedworth might feel the wrath. But I think you're right. I think that and we've seen evidence of it already. I don't know if you have plans to come on to Kidsgrove, but you know the sorts of results they've been piecing together show that they can poke people in the eye, and the teams in the mix in the top five do need to be wary when they go and play these games.
So the playoffs at the moment, Spalding United, Newcastle Town, Basford United, Leeke Town are in that fifth position, but they do have the likes of Witten Albion, Rushden and Diamonds, and a bit further back, as we said, that group of sides there. It's a good time, I think, to invite Anthony Danilik on, the manager at Leeke Town, to hear his views going into this vital next set of games for Leeke Town. So joining us now from a Leeke Town perspective, we're now joined by the manager. It's Anthony Danilik. Hello, Anthony. How's things?
All right, Ben. I'm okay, thank you.
So this season so far in Division 1 South, it's very, very difficult to call, to say the least, but Leeke Town well and truly in the mix.
I think looking at the season so far, we're pleased with how things are going. We knew at the start of the season it was going to be a tough league this year. There's a lot of teams that have come into the league who have got good resource, and they've obviously been promoted, and they're there or thereabouts this year, Rushden and Diamonds. So I think with Trawlane running away with the thing at the minute, I think Witten can catch them, but it's going to be tough for them with the amount of games they're going to have. I would imagine that Trawlane should win it, and then it's up to probably 7 or 8 teams battling it out for those final playoff spots. So, from our point of view, we are pleased to be in there, and hopefully we can still be there come the end of April.
And Leeke Town are a mammoth club at this level of the game, certainly. And for Leeke Town to be in the playoff positions, is that meeting your expectations of where you'd like to see the club at this moment?
It is, yeah. I mean, that was our target. I mean, obviously, I'm new to the role. I've taken it on the back end of last season, and obviously, this is my first full season in charge. And like you say, with how big our club is, the minimum expectation really is to be in and around the playoffs. I think we've rebuilt the squad again this year, which needed to be done. So obviously for the success that we've had at the minute, it is pleasing. But like you say, it's a massive club and everything's in place for us to go up. It's just the last three or four seasons we've just missed out. We've been in the playoff final a couple of times and the semi-final. So I'm hoping sometime in the near future a lot's about to change. So
now the run that Leek Town's been on of late has been very, very impressive. Now we've just spoke to Martin Carruthers at Basford United, and obviously there was a bit of a blip last weekend. But it, that just goes to show you how really competitive the top end of the table is. What have you made of the competition overall?
I mean, overall, like I say, I think this year's probably the strongest that I've seen the league since, obviously, I've played in it for a number of years now. And I think on the day, from right down to the teams at the bottom, on the day, they can take points off anybody. So you can't take any game for granted. As we saw last Saturday, I mean, the game against Basford, we never turned up and we got punished by a really good side. So, but I'm hoping that's just a blip and obviously we'll move forward now to Saturday and just sweep that one under the carpet and move on.
And this goes to show you as well. I mean, this Saturday you've got Bedworth United. You're travelling to Bedworth, and despite Bedworth only being in 12th position, they're only 8 points or so from the playoffs, and are more than capable, like the likes of Stocksbridge and Belper, more than capable of putting a run on. So you can't really relax at all, can you?
You can't. No, like it is that tight at the top end of the table. It spans right the way down to the middle of the league, really. And as we've done over the past couple of months, we've put a little run together, like you say, and that's propelled us right up there. So any one of those teams that you've just mentioned, if they can do the same, then obviously it puts them in the mix. So it's a tight league, and like I say, there's some big sides in there. So we've got a work cut out for staying them playoff spots, but that's what we're aiming to achieve. So
well, keep up the good work, and as we've been alluded to, the playoff race and the title race in Division 1 South is very, very fascinating, and everyone in that top half of the table should be congratulated, because you're all creating such a wonderful season running. It's superb stuff. And Anthony, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day and joining us on the Division 1 show.
Cheers, man.
So Anthony Danilik there, manager at Leek Town, big thank you for joining us. So it's awfully interesting up at the top for the playoff positions at the moment, and there is a chance as well that perhaps someone like Witton Albion could catch up to Shore Lane. The mid-table pack is much of a muchness at the moment. It's like, as one former education secretary would call it, the blob. There's all kinds of sides in there, aren't there, at the moment?
Yeah. Can we give an honourable mention? I think we should give an honourable mention to Kidsgrove. You know, they've been in the bottom third of the table for most of the season, but have put a nice little run together since the turn of the year. It was kind of sparked by a really good draw they got at Leek in the derby, and they've gone on from there and are unbeaten since. They got another great point against Spalding in a 0-0 draw. They were the team that ended Rushton's fantastic unbeaten run by going down to Rushton and beating them 5-2. And then they followed that up last Saturday with a 2-1 win against Northwich. So they're unbeaten in 2017 and have climbed up to 11th in the table. So kind of out of the blob, they're kind of the ones that I think deserve a shout out at the moment. They've had a really good month.
And when I say it's a blob, I genuinely don't mean it in a nasty way, but it is massive, because it Market Drayton in 18th, they're only a good run away from making a significant impact on the league table. It is a massive set of teams there in mid-table.
Yeah, I mean, we touched on it last month. The run that Sheffield went on, for example, propelled them right up the table, and then they're just on the fringes in that race for the playoffs at the moment. Romulus had a big dip, but since, you know, they've put together three or four results this month and have climbed back into the top 10. So it does show that you can fly up the table quite quickly if you can just piece together three or four results. That's something that Stocksbridge will be hoping to do, because I did mention if anyone, you know, might come out of that mix, it may be them or Lincoln. Although, sorry, Lincoln, I don't think they've won a game since, so I've well and truly jinxed them. But yeah, that it just gives you a kind of little bit of a hope that you could, you know, you could be a merge from the pack. I don't know if I'd put money on anybody breaking into that top five, but I look at Kidsgrove. Like I said, they've shot up to 11th, and if they can piece together another three or four results onto the three or four they've already had, they'll suddenly be right on the tails of the leaks and the wins. So it can be done.
Now then, relegation. And obviously, I think when we came to air last month, the point deduction had gone in for Northwich Victoria. So Northwich Victoria are now bottom of the league. And the gap to safety is 6 points, but they do have two games in hand over Loughborough Dynamo, who are in that third from bottom spot at the moment. But it's safe to say, isn't it? It is down to the bottom four, you feel, with Carlton Town being an outside chance, really, of getting dragged into it.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you did touch on them a moment ago. So just the other honourable mention, the other team I had a little star next to for this month was Market Drayton. So just before we go into the bottom four, just a shout out for them. They put together a really good little run, picked up 9 points in the past 15 and had some good wins in that. And one of them was against Witten last week as well. So it's just put daylight between them and the bottom four. So well done to them. It gives them a bit of breathing space. And you're right, Northwich manager Paul Moore has said this week he does think it's a four-horse or a four-team situation to fight it out for survival. That's very much his thoughts. Carlton for now are in there, although to be fair, they've picked up as well. They've only lost two of the past nine, so they have started to pick up a few results as well. The good thing for Carlton is that they have been beating the teams around them. They picked up 3 points against Market Drayton, and they also beat Rugby. Took a point off Northwich, took a point off Stamford. That's going to be the key to staying up. And again, speaking to Paul Moore at Northwich this week, he agrees with that. He's kind of looking at the head-to-head games against the teams at the bottom are going to be the ones that decide whether they go down or not. The bad news for him is they had one of them a couple of weeks ago against Loughborough, were 2-0 up, well on the way to getting a win, and then went on to lose the game 3-2. They've got a chance to put that right tomorrow. I think the two teams I report on are involved in the two games of the day tomorrow because Northwich are at home to Rugby. He said it's a must-win. He's committed to say that. Vicks believe it's a must-win game. I mean, just generally, Vicks are desperate for a win. They've not won any of the past 10 games. They are the most out-of-form team in the division, so they're absolutely desperate for Paul Moore to get his first win, but also just to end that sequence without picking up maximum points. And hopefully it will just close that gap up to Loughborough. Loughborough obviously had that change of management. Peter Ward and Andy Kinsey going in there. They picked up that first win against Vicks. Again, they picked up a couple of half-decent results, haven't they, in the past couple of months, and that's what's given them a little cushion for now. But anything other than a draw at Wincham Park tomorrow, and it hopefully will close that gap back up, because I don't think Loughborough will pick anything up at Rushden. So Rugby and Northwich will be looking at that. They've all got to play each other. I've had a look at the fixture list. So it's going to be quite exciting, I think. But you do worry a little bit for Northwich. The longer this sequence without a win goes on, the harder it's going to be to end it. So I think it's a massive game for them tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, thank you for joining us this month on the Evo Stick Division 1 show. Where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on in the epicentre of non-league football? That is Mid-Cheshire.
It is, isn't it? It's northwichguardian.co.uk or on Twitter, I'm Simo at... Simo_on_sports, so follow me on there.
Andrew Simpson, thanks for joining us, mate, and you have a lovely week.
And you, thanks, mate. Cheers.
So that's Division 1 South, but it's now time to draw our eyes to Division 1 North. And very shortly, we'll be heading to the Harry Williams Riverside Stadium on Tuesday night, as we'll be hearing from the 26-0 team on their thoughts for Division 1 North. But to kick things off with our look back at Division 1 North for January, we're going to have a couple of interviews now. Now, Lancaster City are obviously leading the league at the moment by a very, very impressive margin of 6 points. Trafford, Ossett Town, Farsley, Gloucester North End, Scarborough Athletic, Brighouse Town and Cone are all in the chasing pack, but as is this next team, Clitheroe. Clitheroe are currently in 7th, but the form guide suggests the most informed team in the league. And this weekend, Clitheroe will be travelling to Shoreview to take on Trafford. So a very big game this weekend, both most informed teams in the league. And joining me now is the manager from one of these teams, from Clitheroe. It's Simon Hayworth. Hello, Simon. How's things?
How are you doing, Ben? I'm good, thank you.
We'll come to this big game this weekend between Trafford and Clitheroe in a second or two. But just your overall thoughts to Clitheroe this season. It's been a cracky season thus far. The last 10 games haven't been too bad either. Meeting all your expectations?
Yeah, exceeding them, if I'm honest, Ben. I came in the summer and we were down to the bare bones. We had a couple of players left. Obviously, it was the end of the last sort of team that was put together, and a lot of lads moved on, and I just had a couple of boys in. So we started from scratch, basically. And I think from there to where we are now, we've probably exceeded, well, I wouldn't say expectations, but we fulfilled our potential, certainly. There's been a lot of young boys coming in. We've played young lads looking for an opportunity, maybe lads that have been around the league before and not settled anywhere, and they've been great, and they've gelled, and they've played well, and we were a bit up and down earlier in the season, but we were playing a lot of young players in there. We give debuts to 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds from the youth team at times. So it's been a learning curve for me and for all the boys. But in the last, I think we're 13 unbeaten now, including a couple of cup games. So we've been on a great run since around Bonfire Night, I think, was the last time we lost.
It has been a superb run. And you've been there or thereabouts, always on the either dipping your toe into the playoff positions or just outside of them. We've heard from one of the Ramsbottom United managers on this week's show, and shortly we're going to be hearing from Dave Pace at Drolsden. And it seems to be that it only takes a good run to get yourself into the playoffs and to be even contenders for the title this season. It's a remarkable division, Division 1 North this season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's wide open. I think earlier in the season, we started well and we had some really good results, like I said, with a very young team. But we were still showing that naivety, if I'm honest, early on. We were, you know, two up at Colwyn Bay and, you know, winning at Brighouse with minutes left. Things like that, you know, games that would have been great results for us, and because they were young boys and learning, and for some of them it's the first time they've played 20-25 games on the spin, so at that time we weren't ready to see things out week in, week out, and we weren't probably, you know, match hard really mentally rather than ability wise but ever since we had a week where we've been on a little good run, and then we played some of the better teams with Trafford, Glossop and Lancaster. And we lost 3 games in a week, all by one goal, all from good positions, winning or drawing. So we had a good sit down and chat after that about becoming mentally tougher. And the lads have, and full credit to them. And, you know, they've grown into men overnight, really. And that run we've been on has been great. We've been winning games and getting some good results in the cup. And it's just bred confidence. And you can see them growing as individuals and collectively as well. It's a very, very competitive league, as you said. And, you know, we're in there with an average budget, and we're doing as best we can, and we're trying to move the club forward as best we can within that, really.
And the crowds are up as well at Clitheroe this season. It's the place must be buzzing a bit, because there's nothing better than seeing young local kids doing well on the pitch and you standing there with your pie, not you necessarily, Simon, but a supporter, standing there with a pie and seeing a kid doing well on the pitch.
Definitely. I mean, my idea when I came in was to bring youth in. We wanted to make it an exciting team to watch, but it has to be a winning team as well within that, and a competitive team for what we could within the money we could spend. But on the other side, you know, that allows the club to be self-sufficient and run itself well. I think crowds are up 32% off the top of my head, or 38, which is phenomenal. We get regular over 300. We've had a few fours and the odd 500 plus, which is unbelievable. So there feels like everything's moving in the right direction. And what's nice is, as I said, everyone's pulling together in the right direction. It's a total club effort. It needs all of us to do that. And we're doing it in the right way. We're not spending money we don't have. We're not bringing in the wrong kind of player. We're bringing young lads in that are hungry and willing to be successful. And as you touched on, you know, there's a 16-year-old and two 17-year-old boys, local boys, that have played. And for the supporters, that's great. They can relate to that. And they can see them boys developing. So it's been good, and it's, as I said, it's probably exceeded my expectations. I wanted us to get to this stage, but I perhaps didn't think it would happen by January sort of time in the first season.
Now, it seems like every interview I do at the moment with a manager, there's a pivotal game coming up, and this one this weekend, it's really, really important, this one against Trafford against Clitheroe at Shoreview. It's going to be a good indication, isn't it, on where Clitheroe are at the moment?
Yes, it will. Like I said, the last time we played, we've got them, Lancaster and Ossett Town coming up. The last time we had a run of games like that, we lost by one goal. To all three of the top three, whatever it was at the time. We haven't lost by more than one goal all season to anybody, which shows how competitive we've been. But on the flip side, we need to win these games, and it's a tough week that we've got. We played well against Kendal last week and done more than enough to have won the game probably a couple of times over, but we didn't do. And that puts a little bit more significance on getting a result at Trafford. We played them at home and drew one each, even enough sort of game, slightly different styles, an even game. They were a strong team, and after watching them that night, I'm not surprised that they banged there. So it's a massive challenge for us, but I'd like to think we've improved from where we were when we played them in October time. So I'm confident that we can go there and do well.
Well, Simon Hayward, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. Manjit Clivero for coming on the show, and wish you all the best of luck. Like you say, it's a very busy period. You've got Trafford, then Lancaster midweek, and then Ossett Town on Saturday after. It's cracking stuff. Keep up the good work, and wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll have you on towards the end of the season when we start discussing title races and the playoff picture and that kind of thing.
Let's hope so, Ben, anyway. But yeah, anytime. Thanks, it's a pleasure. Yeah, no worries.
And a big thank you there to Simon Hayward from Clivero for joining us. Very shortly, we're going to be heading over to Ramsbottom on Tuesday evening to hear the Division 1 North views of 26-0. But before that interview there with Simon Hayward at Clivero, we gave you a long list of teams who are currently chasing Lancaster City up at the top of Division 1 North. One team we missed was Drolsden. Drolsden have had a cracking month. They're currently in 10th position, but are up there when it comes to form over the last 10 matches or so. This weekend, Drolsden are travelling to Kendal Town, and early in the week, I caught up with the manager at Drolsden, Dave Pace. So, joining me now to discuss just how well Drolsden are doing, we're joined by the manager and chairman, it's Dave Pace. Hello, Dave, how's things?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks, yeah.
So, the form of Drolsden of late has been magnificent. What's it all down to?
Yeah, well, I'm particularly pleased with the result on Tuesday night, to be honest, because they had four injuries that... Four out of the 11 that would have definitely started. They had Tom Pears out, Shaq's out, Adam Farrell, and Clayton MacDonald is, and all four was out. So I was particularly pleased to get a result on Tuesday night. But overall, we're just taking one game at a time and doing the best we can, really.
I was going to ask you about Tuesday night because that draw against Farsley all season have been there or thereabouts, one of the front runners in many ways in Division 1 North. And that I think that goes to show you where your side are at the moment, I feel.
Yeah, like I say, we had a full-strength side. It was a pretty even game. I mean, the coach had a good game in goals, but then they went down to 10 men with about 10 minutes to go and was pressing for the winner. But it wasn't to be. But yeah, it's a good... Funny enough, I said that at the changing rooms, that it probably judges where we are and the result tonight. But like I say, considering who we had out, I was pleased with the result, really. And normally, I'm only pleased with a win.
And when it comes to Drolsden, obviously, you've been at this step of non-league now for a few seasons, and every season we always think, are Drolsden going to bounce back? What was your expectations for coming into this season for the club?
I don't know, really. I've just been battered from pillar to post off the field and on the field, really, over the last few seasons. It's been very difficult. And we've just sort of, it's hard to climb a ladder and so easy to fall off it. And then when you fell off it, it's just how badly injured you are before you can get one foot back on the rung, you know, to start climbing again. And possibly we're just on the first rung and trying to climb back up. You know, it's been difficult. I can't say it hasn't, both off and on the field. So, we're trying the best. Hopefully we can see a little bit a light at the end of the tunnel.
And it's a very competitive league to try and, well, a very competitive ladder to try and climb up, that's for sure. And this season's been no different in Division 1 North. What's been your take on the competition? It seems like anyone from, I don't know, the top 18 could possibly get promoted this season. It is a crackers division this season.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to Ossett Town and beat them 3-1. We've gone to Lancaster, beat them 3-1. We've been to... We drew with Trafford 1-1. We've gone to Scarborough. But the top teams we seem to be beating, but it's swapping and changing all the time, really. It is difficult. It is anybody's game. We feel our football's been great, but we've not had no end product. And we've just sort of... obviously, we brought Tom Pears into the fray. And, he's doing OK. He scored a couple the other day, but obviously he got took down with flu. But... I don't know. Yeah, it's difficult. There's not one that's really outstanding. I think our football's been great. We always play football. We try and play our way out of trouble rather than and boot our way out of trouble. And we've been dominating games and not had the end products, but hopefully we can rectify that. And with one or two signings, I've got my eye on maybe one, two to come in, and obviously it'll make the difference. Touch wood, we might make the playoffs.
I was going to say before we left the interview, just how much entertainment there must be at the Butcher's Arms this season, because I think one of the highest goal scorers in the division, if not the highest, and you're only on minus one goal difference. I think that shows cracking entertainment, and it mustn't be good for you as a manager, but it must be great for the fans to watch that week in, week out.
Yeah, I mean, we had to let our leading goal scorer go as well. It was upsetting the side, really. We weren't getting a balance of play. Difficult to explain, really, when you sort of let your leading goal scorer go. But it was that, you know. And since then, we've gone on a decent run. Yeah, and the goal difference is we always try and play entertaining football anyway. You know, it's coming out from the back at all times. You know, if the keeper boots out, then I want to know why we're not working hard enough off the ball. So we always try and entertain, and hopefully we'll continue that right to the end. And touch luck, like I say, we might with a bit of luck make the playoffs.
And lastly, then Dave, Kendal this weekend. What are you expecting?
Yeah, another one. Difficult. You know, they've had some good wins and they've had some poor results. Really, always a difficult place to go. Hopefully the weather will hold out. You know, with the frost. So. And on that, I just hope we get the result. There's no game that's easy. It's simple. Not unless we're 100% on the button, then we'll get beat. It's as simple as that. If we play ourselves in the right attitude and give 100%, then it might just tip the balance in our favour and we'll get the points.
Well, Dave Pace, manager and chairman at Drolsden, it's a cracking run you're on at the moment. Long may it continue, and a big thank you for coming on this month's Division 1 show. Much appreciated, mate.
OK, thanks.
Drolsden manager Dave Pace there on the Evo Stick Division 1 show. And I've left you hanging now for long enough. On Tuesday night, 26-0, we're there at the Harry Williams Riverside Stadium to bring you live coverage of Hyde United against Ramsbottom United in a bit of a local derby here in the North West. However, the floodlights never turned on. That didn't stop the 26-0 team, though, giving an impromptu Division 1 North review for the month of January. So I hand over now to Berkey, Luke, myself, James Hayes, Swampy and a few other people for their views on Division 1 North in January.
So first of all, we should start at the top of the division, something, because it's all been going off basically, hasn't it, Ben? Lancaster City, they've been flying this season. They've been getting past teams. They've been not bulldozing them or anything, but they've been beating them. They've been doing enough. But they lost what?
This isn't going to work. Right, because I'm the one who normally asks the questions. I don't know anything about football. So what are you asking me about football for? Berkey, what do you think about Lancaster City start to season?
Hey, I'm being Ben tonight. I can plead ignorance. You know what? I'll ask you, Luke, because you're in closest proximity to me. Lancaster City, we've seen them a couple of times this season. They've done all right.
Yeah.
They're top of the league. But they don't feel like, I don't want to be too controversial, but they don't feel like a team who are going to run away with a league here.
Functional and hard to beat, aren't they, I think, from when we've seen them in the... I didn't see them in the first game, but when we went up to Lancaster, it had 0-0 written all over it, really. It was an horrible day, squally day, and it was a deflected goal that won it. But since then, they've gone on and tended to win 1-0, but Trafford went and did them. And again, Trafford are up there because they've got, as you've said before, just experienced players who played probably over 300 games between them at this level, haven't they?
They've played dozens and dozens of millions of games near enough, haven't they? But
Trafford are the ones in form at the moment.
They are. They've gone 16 games unbeaten in the league, I believe it is, and absolutely flying, Ben. And this is the thing. Surely, Trafford are the team to beat now, aren't they? Even though Lancaster are top of the league, it's all the momentum. It's there with Trafford.
Definitely, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad we established that. I'm going to ask you the same question, actually, Tiago.
You look at the form table at this moment, Lancaster have dropped quite a few points recently. More recently than what they'd won all draw against Goole, who, again, we expect Lancaster to be beaten. However, Lancaster have still got the games in hand, and they look like the most out of the top five teams I've seen this year. They've got one of the most, the most dominating and the most aggressive going forward. That's what's going to decide it at the end of the day, if he can score goals. And Lancaster is just
hold on. Game
off.
Please accept our apologies for the inconvenience. Please queue up to get your refunds at the gate.
Hey, can we get a refund?
Very, very sorry for the inconvenience.
No, it's been a nice day, hasn't it?
Go on.
Thanks,
well, these lights are going to go off here in about 5 seconds.
That's fine. We'll sort this out. But are you surprised Ossett Town are still there?
I am very, very surprised. Again, it just seems to be doing the job week in, week out. And it's amazing what they just... They've had a good, fantastic run. And it's just amazing to see them up there for once. I mean, it seemed like no one expected to be up there at the start of the season. All it depends now is can they keep the form going on. So yeah, I think they drew with Ossett Albion in the last couple of weeks as well. Just a case of not if but when, but can they compete at this moment in time? And they are just doing the job.
Don't rule out Farza. I was dead impressed with Farza when we saw him earlier in the season as well, play really good football going forward. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them up there. Great result.
Another thing about Farsley,
beat and run kept going.
It's like they've got games in hand. They don't just have a couple of games in hand. They've got tons and tons of games in hand. And look at it, they're not really that far behind, are they? What, 6 points behind Lancaster? And
well, last month when we were talking about it, I think Lancaster and Farsley had the same games played because of all the cup exploits and trophy exploits they had the past season. But it looks like Lancaster City have had the benefit of playing a few more games than Farsley. But you do have to consider Farsley as being a prime candidate. Stalking horse, if you will.
Stalking horse? Yes. Now, I'm going to ask the question that you love asking. Now, Lancaster, they've got points on the board. But is it better to have games in hand? Adam, it's Swampy's returned. Well, we're going to ask Adam first. What's your take on it?
Definitely games in hand, because then you can build up the points.
Well, it's a fair point. But what about if, you know, they come up against teams who are higher up than... well, not too many of them, are they? But they're going to come up against teams. And they are going to drop points.
In the past couple of months, it's been Scarborough played loads of games more than everyone else. They've been caught up now and they're down in six, but I think Scarborough would take where they are at the minute, considering they played 28 games. They've not been swallowed up too much and they're still involved. They're still in the mix.
And you know what, Ben? There's another team who we've not mentioned it, who are in absolutely fantastic form at
Clitheroe.
The moment. Clitheroe. Yes.
Clitheroe.
14 games unbeaten, I think it is. It might be 13. And, you know, we saw them the other week up at Shawbridge. And they tell you what, they're flying up front. They've got such flair, haven't they, Luke?
Good keeper as well. We gave the keeper man of the match. I mean, I know afterwards Clitheroe's manager said Hyde were the best team they played this season. But like, they like to play in the break. And like I said, they got lots of pacey players, but they got players from, like, who played at Stockport County and come through the Myerscough College, haven't they? So they know the Runnions, don't they?
A bit of a question for you, Burke.
Yeah.
Drolsden?
Yeah.
Right. They're a team who surprised me the last few weeks. Have you seen where they are in the league?
Yeah, they're sort of bang mid-table, aren't they?
Yeah, but they were down the bottom end. And now they've got a nice little bit of run of form going. Is this Drolsden's year? Just to sneak up on everyone?
Well, you know what it is? It's when Hyde beat them on Boxing Day. That's given them a right kick up the backside and made things, you know, a little bit tricky for them. And... oh, I do believe we're getting some... I can't believe it. It's Mark Fell himself, Ramsbottom United's manager. So, hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
Okay, very
thanks
well,
very
thank
much
you.
For joining us. It's sort of a 26-0 broadcast slash the Evo Stick First Division North monthly show, this, as well, all rolled into one.
That's Electrical Weekly.
Yeah, exactly. So, the obvious question to ask is, where's Harry's 50p jargon?
I have to be careful what I say here, because he won't listen, but there's no doubt he'll get back to him at some point through one of his many spies. But, unfortunately, it's one of those things. It happens probably to a club every 10 years, I suppose, or something like that. Depends which club it is, I suppose. But I think, obviously, a combination of lots of different things have come into play. I wouldn't doubt that maybe the floods from a year or so ago have had something to say with it as well. But we had one problem pre-season when we played Bolton, I think, and the lights went off after 70 minutes. But other than that, they've been bob on. So I'm not really sure what the issue is. I'm not an electrician, I don't pretend to be, and I didn't really want to go in there and get the wrath of Harry while he was trying to sort it out, so I kept a bit of a wide berth. But obviously the players are disappointed. Obviously we had a good crowd in as well by the looks of it. I think there's 200 or 300 in already, so it's not great. It's not ideal for anyone. Everyone wanted to see a game of football tonight.
Yeah, of course. No, this is the thing. It had to be rearranged, obviously. But what do you do with the players now? I mean, it's not like you can do a training session with them or anything like that tonight, is it? And could this potentially affect your training on Thursday?
Well, we thought about it. We thought about getting them out here and just running them on the pitch. I mean, the danger with that is, obviously, when Harry sees that, he'd probably kill us all. So the way it was, it probably wasn't worth doing. I think players are annoyed, you know what I mean? They want to play football. They come from work. They get themselves geared up. They prepare for it during the day. And they've stood around for half an hour and not even got a warm-up in. So it's frustrating for them. In terms of our prep, we just go to one session on a Thursday and that'll be it. And we'll prepare for Colm, which is a big game for us. Certainly the way we're going and the momentum we're carrying at the moment, we wanted to try and win the game tonight and try and win the game against Colm, and we'd be right in touching distance of the playoffs.
Well, that's the thing, you're saying your momentum that's behind you at the moment. Is it 8 games unbeaten you are in the league at the moment after a little bit of a sticky spell at the start of the season? Things just seem to be knitting together for you at the moment.
Yeah, I think sticky's a nice word. I wouldn't be that complimentary. I think that we sort of hung around 16th, 17th in this division for a long time. And I think that's probably to do with the fact that during the early part of the season, 2 or 3 wins got you nowhere because it was so tight, lots of draws, lots of people beating everybody, really, which has been the nature of the division this season. So we have had a good run since Boxing Day. Well, I think we've won 3 and drawn 2 since Boxing Day. Won our last 2, Bamber Bridge and away at Colwyn Bay, which was a good win on Saturday. So we feel like we're in a good place. We mark these 2 games as potential home wins. Our home form is fantastic, only lost 1 at home all season. Our away form is getting better. So for us, we mark these 2 games as potentially sort of at least 4, maybe 6 points and give us a chance to kick on with some games in hand and try and get in and around the playoffs.
Can you put your finger on what's clicked? That's a no. That's a yes. I know, but I'm not telling you.
No. It's a combination of factors. We've managed to get hold of a couple of extra players, and young Josh Askew, I think everyone was seeing, went back to Blackburn this week, and then out to Warrington again. But he's been fantastic for us, and we just found a bit of form at the right time. We bought Ryan Salmon in, who's done fantastic. What we'd done at the start of the year, we were conceding 2 or 3 goals a game, and we've put a defensive unit together now with the experience of Paul Linwood and the sort of raw brutality of Luke Thompson, who's a beast, and he's not played this level before, but he's been probably the find of the season for me.
Where did you get him from?
We got him, he played at sort of Corn and Nelson and Barnoldswick and all sort of East Lancs clubs and never been given an opportunity to come up to this level. And I don't think he'd ever really had the desire to do it and really screwed his head on and thought, right, I'm going to be a footballer now. But he has done that and he's been absolutely magnificent. I think one of the biggest turning points for me was bringing Martin Fearon here, because he is, for me, he's the best goalkeeper in this league. He's absolutely unbelievable. He's already saved 2 penalties in 5 games. He kept maybe 4 or 5 point blank shots out on Saturday, which allowed us to go up the other end of the pitch and pinch a win. So it's testament to the, if you've got a good goalkeeper and keep you in games, it gives you a chance of taking at least 1, maybe 3, and he's been sensational for us. He has.
Hey, never mind 2 in 5 games. Our reserve goalie saved 2 penalties in the shootout game. Again.
Hey, don't count a shootout though. These were in open play.
Yeah, fair enough. On that bombshell, hey Mark, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Unless anyone else has got any questions,
I was just going to ask you, what's your general opinion about the competition more widely.
I mean, you're going to say, what's the opinion on referees?
No, nothing like that. He's not had a chance tonight, mate. What's your general impression of the competition overall? I mean, there's a group of you there in mid-table who are more than got the potential to put a late run on.
Yeah, I suppose the strange thing for me in this league is, like, we played Lancaster at Lancaster, got battered, beat us 3-1. They were very good value for it. In truth, it could have been 10 probably, but they came down here, we beat them 1-0. We were good value for that. We went to Farsley and should have won. Went to Scarborough, we drew, and went to Scarborough, got beat late on. So our problem's not been those top teams. Our problem's been going to Radcliffe on Boxing Day and that sort of thing. Mosley away. There's one Radcliffe fan here who let you out tonight. But But yeah, that's been our. And sometimes I think it's a very, it's obviously a very tight league. Lots of draws. On Saturday, we obviously looked at the teams around us, your Brighouses and your Scarboroughs, and they all drew. And it's almost a league that nobody wants to win at the moment. And if somebody can put a run together now, whoever that is, I think in the top 10, if you can put 7-8, I mean, Rami did it a couple of seasons ago. They won the last 10. If you can do that, you might win it. Never mind being in the playoffs, because the amount of people that beat each other in this division. So, fantastic for neutrals, horrible for managers, because you've no idea what's around the corner, you don't know what's coming, and anybody can beat anyone. So there's absolutely no certainties. It's like the championship, isn't it? Everyone says everyone can beat everyone. It's the same sort of thing here, and I'm going to nip up to Colne and watch the end of that game tonight. But if you leave me alone and let me get on, it's important that you do your homework. And I think ultimately it'll be. I can't see there being a standout winner of this. I think it'll be very tight and it'll go to the end.
Yeah, fully agreed. I reckon, Mark. Thanks.
Cheers,
Charles.
All the best.
Thanks, stuff. Cheers.
Cheers, guys. See you later. 90 goals into the night. Back to watch Colne.
Shall we? Just a quick discussion about relegation. Anyone got any views?
Yeah.
Relegation.
Swampy, over to you.
Settled. Well, yeah, I think it is settled, to be honest, in many, many ways.
Getting enough wins to get the make up the points already as it is. Berska are gone, I think.
They keep winning, though. They are game, don't they?
They win the odd game, but probably not enough, have they? Same with Gould.
As he quite rightly says, there's teams are beating other teams. It's a division that no one wants to win, and it might be the same way no one wants to get relegated either. So it's that stage of the season. If someone puts a run together, we've seen it in the division above, with Corby, just putting a slight run together and just coming out of that sort of like that bottom, but in the bottom three still, but they're just on the tips of coming out of that. And teams now, really, as I say, they'll be disappointed tonight not playing here, because all the players wanted to play, and equally, it was a good opportunity. We'll hide spanked them last season in both games, 9 goals, but a very much very different team from Rams. But I mean, as you rightly say, eight games. At this moment in time, undefeated. But from a relegation perspective, I think maybe one or two are there or thereabouts, dead and buried. But after that, every team is capable of putting a run together, and it should be very, very interesting. I think the old adage is you've got to wait till at least sort of like April for to know where you're going to be. But I think in this division,
it's going to be this division.
Well, I think by mid-time next month, we'll know who the real contenders are and who the teams that we're going to look at definitely going down.
Well, there you go.
You've done a good job of hosting this.
You should do this more often.
Everything sorted out. He said, right, we've got this. It's a first division show tonight. I went, oh, great, I spent an entire couple of days doing the whole Premier Division, but I also had a few bits and bobs from the First Division, and there's a plethora of you. There's a great group of, knowledgeable, much more knowledgeable non-league supporters than I here tonight, so I'm glad that you've all had a good time. I'm going back to my local pub, which probably will be closed just by the time I get back.
We might
get back there, Burke, if we leave now.
We're going. Right,
bye, everyone.
Well,
bye.
You can tell how professional we are. We've got a manager going to watch Clone up the road, and we're going to the pub.
It's a very good pub.
It's a very good pub.
An award-winning pub. Yeah, the award-winning Heat and Hops, yes. In Stockport, as you like to call it, but we like to be correct and say Heat and Chapel.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say Reddish, actually.
You do. You say Reddish.
Right, well, that's it from us on 26nil.com tonight.
We'll stay on, and I'll try and get Darren Kelly as well.
I'm clearing off. You can stay on.
We'll keep the computer on.
All right, I won't be my back.
Why do you record us as we walk out the exit?
He could do that.
Yeah. And they're off. There's Swampy out the car park. Yeah.
And a big thank you there to 26nil for their delightful coverage on Tuesday night. And of course to Ramsbottom United for their hospitality. The best pie and peas I had this past week. And believe me, dear listener, I've had a fair bit of pie and peas in my time. And that, dear listener, is the end of the EvoStick Division 1 show for the month of January. I've been Ben Hughes, and a big, big thank you to you, dear listener, for joining me this month. A big thank you to 26nil, and a big thank you to all my guests who've joined me, especially the managers at Basford United, Leek Town, Clitheroe and Drolsden. We'll be back next month with another show. In the meantime, please follow us on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old Facebook group, that's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But that's it for this month's show. We'll be back next month
But from everyone here at the Evo Stick Division 1 show, wherever you're going this month to cheer on your MPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.